the stars above. She was the sweetest girl I ever did see. So I took her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddle played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright as I held her all that night. And I heard her say, please don't ever go away. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddle played the Bonaparte's retreat.
Here's a little more comedy from Jerry Clower talking about one of his favorite dishes, grits.
There are some traditions in America that I want to make for sure we keep them. One of the great traditions of the South is eating grits. Oh, I stopped at the Memphis airport the other day. I went into the mainmost restaurant right in the middle of that airplane depot. I sat down. I got the menu. The lady walked up. I said, darling, I want two eggs over light, grits, sausage, and biscuit. She said, we serve hash browns. She wasn't even nice. I mean, she wasn't even courteous. I said, lady, I growed up poor. But I never was so poor, I had to eat an Irish potato for breakfast. She said, you want to see the manager? I said, yes, ma'am. This nice lady come out. She said, oh, Jerry Clower, I saw you on the Family Feud show. You played for charity for the Grand Ole Opry. I said, yes, ma'am. But that ain't getting you off the hook if there ain't no grits back in that kitchen. Don't be coming out here sweet-talking me. She said, Mr. Clow, I'm sorry, but my big boss wrote me a memorandum to take grits out of this restaurant. I said, darling, but you don't understand. W.C. Handy is buried over yon on the bank of the Mississippi River, and he's liable to come out of the ground and kill every one of y'all for trying to do away with Southern tradition. All right, I explained to her. I said, now, darling, I know it ain't your fault. You ain't got no choice. Some Yankee has done bought out this conglomerate and done put them hash browns on us. I went on, did my show that night. I met the mayor of Memphis. The mayor of Memphis bragged to me. He said, oh, Jerry, when we invite industrialists to come to West Tennessee, we don't feed them dinner. We have a breakfast and feed them grits. I said, don't take them to that restaurant out yonder to airport, because they ain't got grits. And that mayor's face turned red. He got mad enough to die. He throwed a fit and said, hey, the national headquarters for the chain of that restaurant, Jerry, is in Memphis, Tennessee. I said, oh, my soul. Oh, I can't blame it on no Yankee for doing away with Southern tradition. Well, that afternoon, I was interviewed on a country radio station. I brought this up. Folks started calling in. We took a poll. 99% of them wanted grits back in that restaurant. In the meantime, about 80 good old boys commenced to picketing down there and yelling and hollering. That woman called up, said, Jerry, please, if you'll shut your mouth, we'll have grits in there for supper. Well, and I called her. I said, if you ever take them out again, when I come back, I'm bringing Ray Stevens and Jerry Reed with me.
And now, here's Jim Reeves with I Love You Because.
I love you because you understand, dear. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. I love you most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you. I love you because my heart is lighter every time I'm walking by your side. I love you because the future's brighter, the door to happiness you open wide. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you.
Well, tax season is coming up on us, and I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States. I am. The only problem is I could be just as proud for half the money.
This story I'm going to tell you is a fact with my hand up if I had to die. Me and old Mabel, I'm going to let Geraldine rest a little bit tonight. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me and my wife, Mabel. Both of us are kind of out of the woods, and we don't mind admitting that. But we went to New York with some real classy people, some business people we knew, who took us out to dinner, they called it. But it was night, so me and old Mabel called it supper. But took us out to the finest restaurant we was ever in our life. And what I'm going to tell you right now is an absolute fact with my hand up. In the very beginning, when we went in this place, I felt about as out of place as the Queen of England would have felt at a chitlin' cookout. The folks I was with was real class, and I just ain't class. You know, class is people that knows a whole lot of different things about a whole lot of different things, and I don't know all that much, but they was real classy people, and I picked up a menu, and my friend said, no, this is on us, and I'm ordering. He said, we're going to have the specialty of the house. In a little while, waiters started coming and bringing just different things to us. And in the very beginning, they brought us a little ice cream about the size of your thumb in a little cone, and it just handed it to us in a napkin. And I standing there looking at that thing. You know, I never have had a little bitty tiny ice cream like that, especially for a eat. And I didn't understand, and my friend realized I didn't. He said, "Now, Wendy," he said, "what that is?" He said, "That's sorbonate or something," he said. And he said, "What it's for is to open up your palate." Well, I watched them, and they kindly wiggled it around. And see, I didn't even know I had a palate. I watched them wiggle it around in their mouth, so I wiggled it around in my mouth, and they kept bringing food. In a little while, here come a string of waiters. Now, let me explain this. Some friends of the Goldsteins from up in Connecticut that done business with them was there too. So there's six of us in all. In a little while, here come these waiters with big old platters about this big after they done brought us everything in the place, with six big old lobsters that was absolutely as big as the platters, and it was eyeballs and all. Sit them things down in front of us. Now, I don't think there's any question that me and my wife Melba have both seen lobsters. In the movies or in a picture somewhere. I know we've seen, but never on our plate. And never looking at us. But there that thing laid, and I was trying, since I didn't know what that little bitty ice cream about the size of your thumb was, I didn't want to come off too stupid. So I was trying to be kind of cool about that big old lobster. But then I realized my wife. Now, my wife don't pull no punches, and she don't eat nothing strange. And I just knew she was going to embarrass us and make us all look bad. And I kind of glanced over there at her, and I saw her looking down at that thing, and it was looking back up at her. And I knew any minute she was going to say the wrong thing. So with a lot of music going on in there and a lot of talking going on, I just leaned over in her ear, and I said, "Don't hit it." I said, "I'm pretty sure it's dead." And then I leaned back up, hoping and praying that she'd just sit there and look at it and nothing else. In a little bit, I felt her leaning over to me. And she said, "I'm going to tell you something, boy. And I'm going to tell you one time." She said, "There's two things in this world I don't eat. One of them is cat, and the other is whatever that is looking at me." So we sit there, and let me tell you this, they sit them lobsters down, and I knew that I had to make my family look good if I could. I knew she wasn't going to do it. So I looked down there, and they brought a bunch of little tools with them. So I very carefully watched my friends, the Goldsteins. I watched my buddy when he picked up this thing, and he cracked that thing open. And then he took a little tool, and he kind of split it apart, took a funny-looking little fork and stuck in there and wiggled it around, pulled it out, dipped it in the butter, and eat it. I cracked mine open, took my funny little fork, dug mine. In a little while, I done eat every bit of it up, and I was looking like I knew what I was doing, feeling real good about it. And in a little while, the strangest thing happened. I never had this happen to me before, but then I never had been in a restaurant like that before. They come in there and eat by each one of our platters. They sit down a little bowl about that big around, full of liquid. It was kind of pink looking. I never did figure out if the stuff in there was pink or if it's just a pink bowl that made the stuff look pink. But they sit it down there, and I thought to myself, "Now I'm going to try not to look like an idiot with this. First of all, I said, I'm going to be the first one to move along with it. I'm not going to wait and let them see me watching everything." So I picked that thing up, and when I got it about... when I got it about 2 inches from my mouth, I looked over there in my buddy's eyes and realized that I'd gone to the wrong part of my body with that bowl. But before you think that I am an out-and-out idiot, think about it just a minute. Now, the very first thing they brought us in that restaurant was that little bitty ice cream about the size of your thumb with sorbonate in it to rub around in your mouth and open up your palate. Don't it make sense that the last thing they'd bring you was a little bowl of pink stuff to drink and close your palate back up? They didn't bring no spoon, so I knew I wasn't supposed to spoon it out. They didn't bring no straw, so I knew I wasn't supposed to suck it out. So I picked it up to sip it out. But I knew I was wrong. I knew I was wrong. And so I watched them all real close. And the first thing I know, they're all dipping their fingers in there, washing their hands in that little bowl of warm liquid. And there I'm sitting with mine up at my mouth. So I looked over there at them and I said, nah. I don't think I'll wash my face right now. I'm just gonna wash my hands with y'all.
I hope you're having fun and really enjoying yourself as you're kicked back listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank you for spending this hour with me. I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and also 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. And then there's the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County, and that stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, and Oldies Radio 88.com, and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, I'd like to thank Hawaiian Pacific Radio, and out of Florida, they're back to Florida, Q-Star Radio. Also KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. Also AM 1700 Radio Richmond in San Francisco. Also AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Both of those are out of Ringgold, Georgia. And Andrews Community Radio in Andrews, North Carolina. Also Classic Hits 1630 AM in Denver, Colorado. And last but not least, The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. Thank you all so much for carrying the program. Don't forget to check out all of the websites of the stations that carry the program by going to jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and checking out all of the links at the top and at the bottom. They're at the bottom of every page at that website. Shoot me an email, tell me how much you're enjoying the program, and check out the blog while you're there. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, and there's more fun to come.
Get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear every word I say. They don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. Take these. just believing what my lips have to say. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. My eyes light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night.
That was Little William John with Fever. Here's Roy Orbison with one of my favorite all-time tunes, Today's Teardrops.
Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see if skies are blue. A tough time getting started, maybe you're just a little downhearted. All you gotta do is count to ten, baby, you'll be smiling when today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies are blue. Teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies are blue. Gonna be just a love and gladness, don't wanna hear nothing about sadness. Come a little closer, coming to me, with each kiss you're gonna see. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies are blue. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows.
Well, folks, I've had a blast this week spending this hour with you right here on The Jason Kirkman Show. Don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. And as always, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And I want to encourage you once again to spend some time with your family, your friends, and especially those little ones. It'll mean so much to them. I'm going to leave you with a modern treat. That's what I like to call it. Here's the L'Amours with Love Potion Number 9. I'll see y'all next time on this fantastic station.
I'm gonna make like turpentine and look like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink.
Serve it up.
I didn't know if it was day or night.
And break it down.
I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed a cop down at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion. Remember now. Love potion, remember now. Turpentine and look like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.